searching us.
Mainstream.
I even saw some of the other cops going, what are you doing? I saw the other police going, what are you doing? They let us in, and then they did that to us. Absolute, absolute, total, and complete horse crap.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
And I know the police are listening on 104.1 right now, so I can talk to the police department directly. This is the most mentally ill, dumb thing I have ever seen in my life. That we're supposed to go in there, we were supposed to be part of the deal, and then they literally assault us after they let us in and we're over there being nice. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. This, we just saw a Dallas police riot, ladies and gentlemen. We literally just saw mental illness on display. All right, folks, walk with me back this way. I personally am just absolutely blown away that they let us in. The newspaper said at the end of the ceremony we'd be let into the main area at 2:30 for the ceremony. And then, do you know what just happened over there? I mean, this is mental illness, because COPA filed the lawsuit, then they took it back. They said when it was over, the main groups could go in, whoever wanted, and then at 2:30 we could go on to the area for our own wreath laying. Those cops were all nice. Everything was fine. They let us in. We're just sitting over there laughing about the leave if they didn't hurry up and let us in there. And like 15 goon-like cops run in. The other cops go, what are you doing? They all run up. One of them starts, he's trying to provocateur, like punching me in the stomach, not just pushing me. I was in shock at that point. There was like little girls, people's shoulders, knocking people down. One guy didn't even resist him. They had him pinned up against a sign. That was literally what I see in third world countries. That was crazy. We weren't even yelling at them. We weren't even saying anything. A few people like booed because they were, you know, obviously showing up to attack us. We're like, ooh. And another cop's like, no, it's all right. And then they attacked us. I mean, what the hell just went on? Do you want your kids growing up in a country like that? What is your name, sir?
That's a cop.
Anyways.
He won't say anything. They just stare. That's
my whole point is it's this culture into the police that you see in a third world country. They don't even say sir to the public. I say sir to everybody. I'm from Texas. They literally, the average police, especially in big cities, are literally, they're doing psychological tests, whatever, programming in the authoritarian model and type. And they're not, I mean, most, I have a lot of cops listening to my show. They're really nice, give us a lot of good tips and stuff. But it's like the mob psychology of whoever called in those cops to literally assault people. And folks almost fought back. And then if a kid gets hurt or something in the atmosphere of this country, you know what's going to happen, folks. It's 1776. It's so close. And I do everything on my radio show. I guess the police obviously around here don't listen and don't know, to try to, with all the military and all the special warfare people that are just waiting and getting ready, and they say they're going to go after the tip of the spear, the police, when it all starts. And I'm saying, no, we need to take the country back peacefully. And I just hope all the police up there listening and watching who wanted to play Rambo and play tough guy, I hope you understand when you push us, you take our guns, you do this, America won't just be run over by goons forever and shoved up against walls and little girls crying like it's Tiananmen Square. You guys need to know that. So I literally just got radicalized 10 more levels today. I mean, I'm telling you, because nothing was going on. We're standing around laughing, and then the other cops, when the goons ran up, were like, what are you doing? And it was just, and they didn't say, you need to go. They just started shoving everybody. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Most everybody's gone home. Great job, everybody. I'm leaving. And it's really sad that the First Amendment did pretty well here today until now, and I am completely shocked. So, and they're taking all the other rights, and they're taking up the pension funds, all the liberties going, all the prosperity, all the due process. America is dying. America is dying. It's very sad. Come on, folks. We tried to do the best we could. Man, I am just totally depressed and totally freaked out for this country. God, we're in trouble. This country is so screwed up. I mean, it's one thing if you got a bunch of people out yelling, cops throwing things. Something to have the cops do that. This was literally, we're standing around admiring some cop's giant mustache. We're making jokes. We're talking about the horror media. And literally, like 15 guys run up. Most of our crowd had already left, out of 4 hours in the rain. And this one really goonish one, like looked like an ex-convict type. But, you know, I mean, those guys all did look like criminals. I mean, I just, this guy, I'm living in Clockwork Orange here. All right, we're going out to break here in a minute. David and I, we're going to keep transmitting until I get back. And I tell you, this is just absolutely disgusting.
It was the sheriff that attacked us.
It was the sheriff.
The sheriff, yeah.
That was the sheriff's. Sheriff's deputies. Wasn't the...
An
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're still live, although we're in overdrive. We just had an incident in Dallas where Alex and the people with him were attacked, an unprovoked attack by the Dallas police. I think it was the sheriff's department. Alex, recap this for everybody, exactly what just happened.
Well,
here.
Rob Dew, thank you. Rob Dew, being calm, cool, and collected, actually talked to one of the head police, and I think he has it on video. He's shooting it on high def. And he said, "Well, you ought to be ashamed of your men." And the guy looked at him with basically with tears in his eyes, and he said, "No, it's the sheriff did it." And now that I think back, it was actually sheriff's deputies.
Yes.
And we have a witness. They formed up at the federal building under DHS orders because they had a DHS guy that went over and got them. I remember him leaving when I made a joke about wiping the federal government's butt, and then the federal guy went over, got those guys, because they pay sheriff's deputies, Dallas police, you name it, to be part of special event, special security. It's like, oh, you're a little junior CIA agent. You get to, chew on our toes and stuff like that. You get to bow down to us. You get to bring us coffee. Exactly. They're like the little minions. And so literally we're all standing there being totally friendly to the cops, talking to them. Everything's fine. We're waiting officially to be let in. After the event, and then at 2:30 after that, to be let into the grassy area itself with COPA and other groups to lay the wreath. and to have a moment of silence there. And that was over lawsuit threats that they had to open it up after the official event. And that was the deal. So I told a senior Dallas police officer who was out there, who was in charge of everything. He went and checked. He goes, yeah, that's true. Go in. So we're in there about 30 minutes broadcasting live. We're about to leave. We're like, who wants to go into the sanctum of sanctums? We're already in there. We're done. Let's go get something to eat. And all of a sudden, these guys come running up all aggressively, so the crowd kind of goes, ooh. And I go, no, don't boo. They're nice. I don't know why, but they were acting real aggressive, getting ready. And we're talking to the Dallas police. The Dallas police looked at them and said, why? What? And the sheriff's deputies basically were in command and said, pointed at them. And then this real criminal-looking, like criminal out of a movie comes up, and they were looking at me like they wanted to kill me. And I thought, man, this is like the criminal squad. These are the guys that do the nasty stuff. And then they didn't push first. One of them punched me from about 6 inches away, looking that there were no cameras. Pow, hoping I'd do something. But it was into my rib. It wasn't even that bad. It was kind of like, about like that. So he hit me, and then it did take me off guard. I was like, and then boom, 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 boom. And we're like, whoa, let us go. And then they would see people falling over and get in on that and shove some guy over a little girl and shove their head into a... They pinned one guy that wasn't resisting him in any way up against one of those city signs and were just ramming his head in with pleasure. This was hardcore criminal energy with a trained attack dog that America and free people are their enemy, just ready to attack. Hatred of freedom, hatred of free speech. They literally brought in those are the goons. With the sheriff's department, they look dirtier than hell. They ought to be in central casting for movies of dirty cops. They look gangsterous, low-down, thug-like scum. And the sheriff's department is under federal control. And I guess their argument was Dealey's federal property. Here's the big lawsuit. We weren't on Dealey Plaza. Yeah, that's federal. That's just like they grabbed Kokesh on federal property. Yeah, well, they're claiming it's a federal park, but then quasi-city. Oh, you just talked to the police. What did they say, Anthony Gucciardi?
Well, after I was literally pushed down by cops onto the cement, and I saw someone get punched in the face.
Did he resist any?
No, not at all. And he was reveling in it. It was this major fat bald guy, and he kept pushing and saying, get out of the way. And I turned around and said, relax, I'm going to go. And he said, don't look back at me, and pushed me down. But we talked to it was literal insanity. It's all on camera. Go to Infowars.com and see it. It's total. That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. That is the most brutal action.
I've seen police attack people if somebody throws a bottle at them or something. And then they'll attack the whole crowd, which is wrong. We did nothing. And they were like little kids, and they knew it. Let me tell you, every instinct as a man in me was, this is the enemy. These are criminals. And every instinct, it was just like flashing, like the revolution, the whole deal, just how we're going to defeat them, how we're going to crush them. I don't want that to happen, but I realize they're not going to stop. They've hired an army of criminals. This is Nazi Germany, folks. This is it. We are in deep. This is Soviet takeover. We are in deep crap. I'm telling you, this country is in deep crap. Let me tell all the corrupt people who work for the system, all the bureaucrats that pull those goon strings. They've already taken all the pension funds, the Social Security money. It's already all gone. They're bringing America down to enslave us. That's why they're putting all this in place, to absolutely oppress everyone. And the tyranny you see in the poor neighborhoods is now going to be exported everywhere. And those cops won't even know why their standard of living goes down. All they'll know is they get to beat people up. Because I saw in their eyes, in some of those guys' eyes, what I've seen in, like, crime TV shows with the killers and the rapists. I was like, whoa, these are real criminals. These were bad men. These were real killers. These were scum cowards, though, who want to do it in a gang when they've got the power of the badge and everything behind them. This is a shameful, let me tell you. The Dallas County Police are literally unbelievable trash. I have never seen anything like this. Gucciardi, one of the first times in my life, I was actually speechless by the criminal energy, and every level of me was just envisioning what we're going to have to do to stop them. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I was standing right next to you, Alex, and we were like, it turned into berserk mode. We're all about peaceful activism. I felt like I was literally in a war. And they had begun a hot, berserking attack on us. Every instinct in my primal body said, fight back and, fight back. And I didn't do it because I didn't want to resist.
Because we're smarter than we're going to win in the info war, and then they're going to keep pushing the physical. And our forces, the special warfare people, everybody that actually are men, care about honor, are all ready when they try it. Smash their ass!
Exactly.
1776 is coming! 1776 is coming. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. They're trained that we're the enemy. If you're a good person, they're coming for you. Evil is coming. I swear to God and all of you that serve evil, your children, you're destroying their future. You don't give a crap. None of those guys even have kids. Bunch of crooks. Go
ahead. Yeah, exactly. And we went, and I saw someone. He wasn't directly punching me. He was going to move someone else, and he was forcibly moving his hand. He punched him in the face. The kid couldn't have been 16, 17. And he came back, and he said, I'm finding that badge number. And they looked all over, and I think it was that massively fat guy that pushed me, too. We talked to the lieutenant. And I say that not because I'm against, you know, fat people. It's because he's, like, reveling in, like, his illustrious power.
I can tell you, some of those guys were tough, but I can tell you, we had right on our side, we would have hammered their ass.
Oh, obviously. No, no.
I was so ready.
No one talked about when they came. It's because the people came against police brutality with these signs. It's because they have an open case against them, and they scurried like cockroaches.
Oh, listen, I was telling that sheriff's deputy, we sued Pittsburgh and won. I don't have time to sue people. I have to sue them now. I mean, they just, because that's the legal violence I can use back on them. I said, I'm taking your jet ski, punk. I'm taking your bass boat. And even if you beat the suit, you're not beating the ride. Man, I tell you, I'm going to tell you, this is bad.
You saw the people with the signs, though. They have an open case against Dallas.
Hey, where's the fellow that saw them ganging up at the federal building and being commanded by the feds? Well, where's that fellow that saw that? No. It's a guy in a yellow hat. Yeah.
All right, so we went up, and what we found, we talked to the lieutenant from the Dallas police force, the actual police force, not the sheriff's district or whatever, and we said, you know, what just happened? He said, we would never do that to anyone. We would never do that to you guys. That's the sheriff's. That's the sheriff's office. They're completely different. We would not have done that to you. And we said, yeah, you care about the First Amendment? Yeah, we do. And they were reading the Oath Keepers information, and like, yeah, you know, we're down with
this. That cop wouldn't talk, but he looked really freaked out.
Yeah, they were actually freaked out. They were agreeing with us and saying, wow, they really did that.
Why is the sheriff's department the boss in Dallas? Because they showed up and the cops went, what are you doing? And they were like, those goons were like, to those cops. I mean, it was...
No, the sheriff's department goons were like telling the cops to go away so they could beat the crap out of us. And they're claiming now that that's federal property, except the event is over and we're downtown in the
but
city.
But it's not. It's only a designated federal park on it. We were on city property.
No, we were blocks away at that point, and they were still saying, get out of here. But then the whole thing is, though, they're so afraid of a lawsuit, they scurried away. They were just literally afraid.
Don't they understand that they just literally did all this on international television?
I know, and there's how many cameras are there right now? It's everywhere. The live stream up to 1 million before, probably 2 million now that Alex Jones is getting beaten by cops. Literally someone, the massive dude was just pushing me, and I said, stop that. And he's like, yeah, you like that. And he just kept pushing me. I mean, it was totally.
They would push like a weaker guy with his daughter. They were like attacking that. It was the predator evil. Listen, they're lucky that little girl didn't get her head busted up on her dad's shoulder. Sir, tell us what you saw. We're going to skip this network break. Go ahead.
I was up there up against the bicycles with you guys. Sorry, I'm so cold right now in the rain. I stepped out to take pictures because the Homeland Security Fusion bus was over there. And so I went out to get pictures of the Homeland Security Fusion bus. And then the sheriffs walked up and they got in formation, two guys next to each other, all the way back. That's when they marched in. As soon as they marched in, they just started pushing everybody back. I watched some people get yanked by the back of the collar and their head hit the ground. Guy get pinned up against the sign. And they never asked anybody to leave. In fact, they asked us to come over there and then pushed everybody out. They brought us over to the Homeland Security corner, and then the sheriffs came in and pushed everybody out.
No, no, it was a DHS guy in charge of it. So the feds literally want war with the real Americans.
That's right.
This isn't... They want Tiananmen Square, folks. They tried to ban free speech, and they're mad that we did this.
If you notice, when we started screaming freedom in 1776, they actually backed off of us when we got onto those grounds. You know, we do need to assert our rights and come out here and tell them that. The American people are strong as long as we continue to stand with each other in this group like we did here today.
I'm going to give this guy a radio show. God bless you, brother. What's your name?
Matthew Short.
What do you... Why did it come out of nowhere?
I don't know. It was really weird because we were trying to get through that center street. They had us come back around the corner. And the way I looked at it, they almost had us line up right next to the Homeland Security Fusion buses right there. And that's when the sheriffs came in, lined up. They marched in behind the police, pushed the police and us back, almost.
That's it. You're right. It was a complete setup.
And then you say the Dallas police told you that it was sheriffs.
Yeah, they said it was. Yeah, and they said they would never do anything like that. And they're, like, completely flabbergasted that it happened.
Well, let's be clear then. I said it was a Dallas police riot. It was Homeland Security commanding a literal Because, see, they think they're special. They pick, like, the goons to literally go do their dirty work for them and spy and do stuff. It's on record. And so that was a special events police. That was the national security, national event police. Like, oh, we get to do something. Here's bad people in the rain talking about free speech. Let's attack them. Look, there's little kids. I mean, my God, we got to get control of our government. Let me tell you, that sheriff needs to come out and apologize. And then maybe I won't sue them. But they don't even care. It's taxpayer money. They'll just write old ladies more tickets or do whatever.
Personally, that's what you need to do.
We have to get that sheriff out of office now.
Yeah. And we will win. I mean, we have millions on our side. Every single person here has an iPhone or some type of smartphone.
Let's hear what Leanne thought. Leanne McAdoo, doing a great job carrying all the gear. Come on in here. Our reporter. Tell folks what happened.
Well, we were just standing there joking around, having fun, talking about the dude's mustache and the guy with the red hair. We were calling him the comedian. We were having a good time. They could tell we weren't there to cause any trouble, cause any drama. They were probably going to let us in. And then all of a sudden, we see these big, like, black troops, like, they're in, like, gear rolling up.
Combat gear,
just rolling up on the side. And all the other cops that were just joking around with us, they're all kind of looking around like, hey, what are these guys doing here? We got this under control. It's all good. All of a sudden, they're just shoving, get back, shoving me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Gucci already, like, grabbed.
By the way, all they had to say was, you need to go. We would have gone, okay, take us back to whoever. Tell us how things changed. We were assaulted. You were all criminally attacked. We're going to have a class action lawsuit. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Keep telling us.
And then I turn around, and there's a little girl. She's up on her parents' shoulders, and they're pushing her, and she almost gets trampled on.
Yeah,
she's
the dad said, please stop, and the cops attacked the kid.
Yeah, they did not care, pushing little
Those
kids.
Cops could have bashed that little girl's brains out. They'd all gotten medals.
Yeah, they were seething with the power of getting us out while we were just joking around, doing nothing, couldn't wait to go in and put on our part of the ceremony to go and say what to our moment of silence.
Well, they won. Now they probably don't even know that there was a lawsuit. People are supposed to be able to go in. They didn't even know. This is probably one hand not knowing what the other hand was doing.
And then they literally scurried away as soon as there was people there that were saying, you know, stop the police brutality, mothers against police brutality. It was like a momentous. That was like,
kryptonite.
It was kryptonite.
That was the Deus Ex.
It was amazing. Yeah. The energy was amazing. Like, even though it was very scary, it was just to feel all of these people coming together in the face of that tyranny. Like, they could have sprayed us with mace or beaten us with clubs or whatever they could have done, but no one was scared.
Well, this is going to end up being national news. I need everybody to email showtips@infowars.com, all your names, numbers. If you were assaulted, we're going to get lawyers. We're going to sue them. But we got to get the depositions, everything. We got to. I don't want to do it. Everybody upload the footage you got to YouTube of Homeland Security goons attack JFK demonstrators, because they were under Homeland Security. I mean, this federal government is so illegitimate, so evil. I just can't believe that I was literally... But they could also catch the mood when everybody was ready to, like, okay, you push us now. We're now, I mean, what wimps? I mean, as soon as we're ready to fight them, then they leave. They literally just came out of nowhere to assault innocent people.
They took the barricades down, move in on us.
Anything else you want to add, Leanne? Darren McBreen, come here.
They did not like it when you told Homeland Security that they needed to groom the stool. They did not appreciate it. That's what it was. They were like, oh, really?
That is when that Homeland Security guy left. I was making jokes about the Queen of England, how somebody wipes her hind in, how we should have that in America. And then literally, I was making jokes about we should, like, give our children as roast to them. There was the famous essayist in England that wrote about the Irish should just give their children up to be roasted and cooked. I forget, who was the famous guy? Jonathan Swift, A Modest Proposal. And people thought it was real. Like, yes, they should. They should eat their children. So I was doing a Jonathan Swift joke. I mean, this country is... I just can't. I'm actually dumbfounded right now. McBreen, how shocking was that for you?
Well, it was pathetic, and it was shocking. I think what shocked me the most was the anger. You see, a lot of these guys, they were seriously...
So much hate.
Seriously angry at us, because I guess we are the enemy, you know?
Well,
and
describe what you saw.
Well, You know, I saw it was chaos. But the one thing I witnessed, and I hope somebody got on a video. If you did, please send it to us. But there's a little girl on her daddy's shoulders. She started crying, and then her mom dragged her out of there once she got off her dad's shoulders. But that was very dramatic. And then when they came off the steps, you know, I thought they were going to fall, and she was going to fall. A lot of people were falling off the steps. They were very aggressive.
And
absolutely, absolutely. Elbows, you know, I mean, these guys were incredibly aggressive, and we were not, you know, I mean, until, you know, there was a lot of bad language, I guess, after.
There's no jury that wouldn't find in our favor after they kept attacking us, and we just stomped the hell out of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The caller and said, don't resist, don't resist.
By the way, this is how 1776 stuff starts, guys. I mean, you think, okay, I guess you.
Go ahead. This is a wake-up call. Dude wants to say something. Here we go.
Look, we need to get massive amounts of pizza to call the sheriff's office to complain, make lots of complaints. We need to get this guy out of office. That was despicable what he did to these people. We were doing nothing. They started to pull the barricades across, and I said, hey, go on me. I'm walking through the barricade. Hey, we could come this way, going over towards the grassy knoll. And then I hear David Knight turn around, Rob, and I saw all you guys being attacked. And I ran right in there and started getting as much footage as I could, because that's the only safety we have is our cameras, and to get footage and to upload it and make this known. Oh, yeah, I had high def going the whole time. I mean, it's all there, and then after a while they started split-screening and capturing it. But it is totally despicable what we saw there. And when I looked in that police chief's eyes, I said, you ought to be ashamed of your men. He goes, it wasn't me, it was the sheriff. And he's absolutely right. That's who it was. We need to go back and demand answers from this criminal. He's a criminal.
Well, listen. They knew who I was when they were looking at me like they wanted to attack me. And I suddenly was like, these are enemies. They were looking at me with hate and waiting for the order. And then they were looking around knowing they knew what they were doing. And the guy punched me in the stomach before it all started, wanting me to like attack him or something. Let me tell you got to look into that unit. I guarantee you those cops are just filth. I mean, that was the absolute filth unit of the politicos. And I bet a phone call was made from those bleachers. You get those American scum out of there. I mean, it was amazing. Sir, did you see this happen?
I saw it. I was there, and good discipline on the crowd. Everybody maintained, you know, good demeanor and respect. I mean, there were words spoken.
Well, by the second attack.
Yeah, but, you know, by and large, everybody maintained their cool, but stayed strong, and I was really proud of the whole crowd.
What do you think was wrong with the sheriff's deputies, and why are they in command?
I have no idea. I have no idea. What I saw was just you and your area was just getting pushed back, and I just saw, like you said, you know, in their eyes, they just, a lot of them, at least the center mass was in it to win it, and they were very serious, and I think they were looking for somebody to come back, and I think this whole thing would have turned out very, very bad if we hadn't kept our cool.
Well, that was the issue. Because I've been in a lot of demonstrations with the cops, so it's got to move you back, got to move you back, got to, you know, and then just start touching, and then if you don't, then they start pushing. This was bam, boom, knock everybody over, bust somebody's head open. And if they'd have hurt that little girl, they probably would start shooting everybody, claiming we had guns or something. I mean, you know, just thinking they can cover it up, but they can't do that anymore. Josh, you're not on camera, but you're back there. What do you think of this?
It was pretty insane. They kept slamming the shoulder mount into my face. Dude got that on camera.
Yeah, you do have a bruise there.
Yeah, they kept slamming it into my face. When I repeatedly said, stop slamming the shoulder mount into my face.
And you were backing up.
Backing up, yeah. Well, I mean, there were people everywhere, and they just kept slamming into my face because they didn't like that we were capturing it on footage, on film.
Yeah, these people really should move to North Korea. I am shocked. And you know this is going to be a big issue now. And by the way, the Dallas police, and I'm not saying they're perfect, their mouths were hanging open. See, and I hadn't figured out what had happened yet. I mean... So those sheriff's deputies are federal minions, and they are God. And so now it's the feds. That's going to be a federal civil rights lawsuit right there. I can't believe this. By the way, we actually know how to sue people. We're not even litigious. Do you want your lawsuit?
Well, you know, I'll just say there's a settlement.
And to tell them that story, the mainstream media, you're up there in Pittsburgh covering it. You're totally peaceful on a hilltop. And they go, you're not mainstream media. You're arrested. They took you to an army base.
Yeah, they use kettling tactics, pushing people up hills. And then they had cops coming from the top of the hill to grab people. And it was just an encirclement maneuver that they put on us. I can't do this with the relay. But it was totally despicable what they did there. And that was a case of there was a protest of 50 people protesting police brutality in Pittsburgh after the G20 in 2009 on September 29th. And there were 50 people in a park surrounded by 1,500 riot cops. And then more riot cops showed up. And it was total for 50 people protesting police brutality. What's the irony there? And then they just started arresting people. We were put in detention cells. And about weather like this, they brought us outside and made us sit in the rain for 6 minutes.
We're out of time. We're going to come back in the next segment. We're reporting here live from this insanity, the death of liberty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Just a minute, I'll find out.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in Austin. Alex is in Dallas, and he's with a crowd of peaceful protesters who were just led into an area and then attacked by the sheriff's department under the guise, under the leadership of Homeland Security, apparently. Alex?
Yeah, we now have reviewed videos during the break that folks shot. It was definitely the feds coming over with sheriff's deputies that are their federalized goons, and then they wanted us to fight back, basically. Now I understand, as I guess they had like some MO that if he punched me in the stomach, I would fight back or something. So I didn't do it. I didn't fall into their trap. I almost did the second time when they were chasing us around the corner, cussing at us and saying, we'll beat your ass and stuff. I was like, take off your badge. Take off your freaking uniform. I mean, I want to challenge those sheriff's deputies to an open, bare-knuckles boxing match. They can get the license. I will fight two of those guys. I'm serious, because normally I'm not that tough of a guy, but when a bunch of big guys try, I could stomp there. I would be able, I'm telling you, I fought two or three big guys at once before. That's when you really wake up, and I'm telling you, if they want to get an exhibition match, bare knuckles, I will get in there with one of those sheriff's deputies, and I will literally break their cheekbones and literally ram their nose off, okay? And the whole point is that I am not going to be their slave. I've never seen such cowards in my life when people are sitting around smiling, doing nothing, attacking us and trying to get people falling over each other. Some of the cops weren't doing it, but there was the middle group and others were trying to hurt people. And then some of the other cops were like, even a couple of the sheriff's deputies. All right, let's go over this. Anyways, folks, I have literally seen evil. I mean, and that's all I can say, David Knight. And I'm not sitting here being Mr. Tough Guy. I'm being honest. I mean, it is a man, you know, having cowards in uniform attacking women and children and media people who've done nothing. At a fundamental level, all my instincts are, this is the enemy. This is the red coat. This is 1776. I mean, because it's different than just having some thug try to attack you in a parking lot. That's a criminal. It's organized evil is what we're facing and what we're dealing with, David Knight.
This was a live demonstration, Alex, of the spirit of the people who assassinated Kennedy. This is a live demonstration. You see the censorship followed by the thugs coming out and beating people. That's exactly what we're up against. That's what America is facing right now. And there's a story that came out yesterday. I'm sure you probably haven't seen it, Alex, because you've been busy with what's going on up there. But they had a British Army secret terror unit called the Military Reaction Force. And these guys are coming out and confessing on television that they shot dead innocent civilians. Yeah. The guy says, we were not there to act like an army unit. We were there to act like a terror group. We were there in a position to go after the IRA and kill them when we found them. And they talk about how they drive by and shoot people at barricades when they don't have any weapons. This is exactly like that movie, The Art of Killing, where you've got these cops. These people who were with the Indonesian government confessing to the mass murders that they had committed because they're proud of it. This is what this guy is saying.
Exactly. And our founding fathers knew that if we didn't have guns, we couldn't resist these guys. But we're all ready. And I would take all the special warfare people I know and all the good cops I know. One of them could defeat 10 of those thugs I saw. I'm telling you right now, they had. I don't want a civil war to start, but my God, I'm not going to be like in Indonesia where they just go round me up and start killing me.
Absolutely.
And I realize right there that these people are the enemy of freedom. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt that the Dallas Sheriff's Department and the criminal unit, this tells you about the feds. They're trying to corrupt all the police, turn them into goons and Soviets, but they haven't been able to do it, and there's a big culture in the police fighting it. We need to be clear about that. There's a big culture waking up to that and against this. But the feds don't care. They literally had a group of low IQ moron idiots who might not even be criminals in their everyday activity but have a criminal mindset who literally wanted to beat up other Americans.
Yes.
And do it in a way where they had guns and they had other cops to help them if they weren't going to win. So that's the opposite of what a man wants to fight tyrants and thugs in overwhelming odds. A slimebag bully wants to fight people when they've got all the odds on their side.
That's exactly
graceful crap.
That's exactly what these guys were saying. These British terrorists, these soldiers, so-called soldiers, are saying the MRF soldiers said they agreed to be interviewed on this program because they believe their role in the fight against the IRA is unrecognized. Now they get their credit. Now they get credit for driving by and shooting people who are unarmed, people that they don't know or even members
further.
Of the IRS.
I want to go further. I interviewed Steak Knife and others who were British commandos at the highest levels of the IRA, commanding them to carry out attacks.
Yeah.
And the low-level IRA didn't want to commit terror attacks, so they would kneecap or kill people that didn't. Now, I haven't seen this news story. Are the guys on TV bragging they killed innocent people?
Yes.
Or are they?
Yes. Wow. They're bragging about it. They say we would just drive by and we would shoot them. They said there were situations where they had groups of people at checkpoints. They said, oh, we think they're IRA. So they would just drive by and shoot everybody at the site. So you have this one guy, Patrick McVeigh. He was killed when he was 44 in 1972. You've got a guy that was 18 at the time. He's had 40 years of pain. He survived. The other people that were at the standing around, they were just they died. So this is the kind of spirit that we see happening here. It's what we saw in the movie. I called it The Art of Killing earlier. It was The Act of Killing. This is a spirit in these people where they just want to kill innocent people. They get a kick out of it, and they want to be recognized for it. They want to brag about it. That was what was so riveting and disgusting at the same time about that movie. I couldn't get my head around how somebody who did this stuff.
I felt physically ill after we watched that film together.
Yeah.
With the crew. I'm going to go out here and find out what this guy, he's been out here for days with an Israeli flag. Hey, what are you doing? What's your story?
Well, I thought they were going to shoot at us. I really did.
So why the Israeli flag?
That's the best army in the world, is the IDF.
Well, it is a very strong trained military. I was just curious. We're talking to different folks. What's your take on Kennedy and what happened?
Well, the CIA killed him. He wanted to bring back the gold standard. He was printing greenbacks. He spoke at Columbia University and said that he was going to take out the mafia and the drug gangs and all that stuff. So they shot him.
Yep, good points. All right. Well, good to talk to you, sir. All right. There we go, folks. Well, listen, I know you're cold. You've done a great job. And where does everybody want to break up at here?
Your motel.
All right. Well, listen, God bless you. You're awesome. Send us your emails. Kit, go file your report. And I'm going to start walking back now. I'm going to get my crew in here in the car with me.
All people to stand up. All people to stand up. More people to stand up.
You know what? I'm going to tell Richard he's got the car. I'm going to walk back to the hotel. No, I don't think so. But I may get on the radio. Look at Infowars.com. I may go have a protest at the sheriff's department or something. I'm freaked out right now. I mean, I tell you, that was crazy. That's a good point. Here, tell, sir, I've been talking to you. Tell us your first name and what you thought of what you saw.
My name is Devin. I saw a lot of things I didn't like. I saw that they're afraid of being exposed.
Oh, yeah.
I saw everything. I just saw that we need more people to stand up, more real men to stand up. All the tough guys, you're so tough. Be tough on this side of the battle. I saw the cops. They're crooked. I just saw just everything I saw was just bad, man. We were trying to have a peaceful demonstration, but they were not peaceful. We were trying to have a peaceful demonstration, and I think it was just bad. You know, I just think we need more people to stand up.
That's what you were telling me earlier, is that you're sick of people just laying down. That's what...
Laying down, sleepwalking. Yeah, the sleepwalkers. We need somebody to wake up. America, if they do it to me, they're going to do it to you. If they've done it to me, they've already done it to you. I mean, hey, our young people, we need to wake up and see what they're trying to do in the future. They're trying to get this martial law stuff started. They're trying to put us all in FEMA camps. They want to cut our heads off. They're trying to control everything. I see it. They're waiting for that control. They want all your information, but they won't tell you theirs. They're keeping a lot of secrets. And it's time to come out. It's time to let
They're very guilty.
They're guilty. It's time to let the cat out the bag. Expose these wrong. Expose Satan. Expose it. It's time to stand up. All these preachers, all these ministers and stuff, y'all got to come from behind that. You know, all that faking, they're just doing that for money. They need to come to the real battle, the real fight. You say you stand for Jesus and all this, well, come to the battle. Get involved. You know, get your congregation involved, you know. It's just one little city right here, but, hey, it's all across. They're doing it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We just need people to stand up, man. I'm tired of people laying down, sleepwalking, cowards, everything. I'm very passionate about this. You know, somebody else should be very passionate about this.
Yes, sir. Oh,
this
okay.
is the future, but for your kids and grandkids and everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying, wake up, get up, stop sleeping, we're under attack.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, you said it. You said it. We're under attack. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, man. We're not going to do nothing laying down. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
Yeah. That's right. Laying down only makes it worse. People think laying down makes it better.
All over you. If you lay down, it's going to walk all over you. Until you turn over. Now let me walk on your stomach. Now let me walk on your back. Now let me walk on your head. I mean, hey, when is enough is going to be?
And people ask why? Because there's bad people that like walking on people.
I just want to say I'm 24 years old, and we got young people like this coming out. We got teenagers, and it's the young people that need to be awake and aware of the tyranny that's going on. And I came out here to commemorate the death of JFK and the tragedy that happened that day. And I'm commemorating you for your free speech. And that's what we're here for, is for free speech. As you said, you wouldn't be here for the 50th anniversary if they wouldn't have tried and embarked on our free speech.
Yeah.
Are you related to these folks right here?
Just need to stop playing that PlayStation and get something right.
Hi, ma'am. Ma'am, did you see what happened?
Yeah. I came from Minnesota.
Oh, God. God bless you. What's your first name?
Lisa.
What was it like for your son to see that?
He was enjoying it up until, you know, all the cops, and all of a sudden people started getting pushed, and I had to grab him and, you know, and hold him up because people were really pushing.
Well, even though it was traumatic, this is what freedom's all about. Mm-hmm. You got a great mama to bring you down here, son.
Thank you.
What was it like to see that?
I was scared, actually. I was scared all about to fall down, actually. And I don't know what to say.
No, no, it's okay, but there were some of the policemen, they weren't, you weren't scared of them, they weren't mean men, but what did you think when the other men came? Were they good men or bad men?
I think good men.
The men pushing us were good men?
No, I know.
No, no, the other police were good guys, but what did you think of the men that were pushing you?
Bad.
What do you want to say to them?
I don't know.
Well, hey, you have been out on the front lines of liberty, my friend. And that's almost extinct in this country. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you. No, God bless you. Nobody thank me.
All these thugs, they got this Xbox and PlayStation, all these games. You're sitting up there being a thug playing these games. You need to get into the real fight about your freedom and your future. Everybody is doubting, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. Okay, keep sitting back saying what they can't do. They're already doing it. You know what I'm saying? They just did it, you know. All these guys and people just wasting time and looking at all this other stuff on the internet. There's some real things you can look. It's not a conspiracy. It's the truth. It's not the truth. It's the truth when you can prove it. If you prove it, it's the truth.
Stop being a spectator.
Stop being a spectator. Join in.
Get in the stadium.
Stand up, all I've you.
Get in the stadium.
Stand up. Y'all stand up.
Ma'am, what did you think about what you saw?
That was like the Twilight Zone. There was definitely a difference in energy between the blue and the black. When the black line came up, I thought, okay, that's cool. Because you guys did not change your demeanor and your attitude.
They all looked angry and hateful.
Yeah, but I didn't suspect they would do anything because they were not being provoked. There was no provocation.
And for those who just joined us, we're down here. It's a JFK coverage, 50th anniversary. We marched on it for First Amendment because the mayor said there was no free speech in Austin. I mean, in Dallas. I'm pretty tired, folks. Sorry. And then all of a sudden, we had this bizarro Homeland Security people over at the federal building bring over these sheriff's deputies who had removed their badge numbers off their Velcro, and then they attacked us, and they were, like, pinning people up against walls. One guy, who was the guy that I saw where they, because I was right by him, the Native American fella, they shoved him real hard for no reason, ran him into another guy, and then that guy saw it and shoved him back into the other cop as an excuse to attack somebody. Where is that fella that they attacked? Come on over here. Tell us your name again.
Chris Boulevard.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
So I saw that happen to you. You're not doing anything. You're walking backwards. They're shoving you faster than you can walk.
Right.
And then they ram you into that other big, tall black cop, and then he turns around, sees it, and then shoves you back and then threatens you. I mean, this is just idiocy. You attack people, and then they fall over, and then you attack them again.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was really amazed that this was going on, and I saw the look in their eyes, as you said, and they were bent on crushing us if they could. And when he pushed me into another cop, who then shoved me from behind and spun me around, and literally I was like, whoa, what is going on here? And I asked him what his name was. His name was Officer Welch. He wouldn't give me his badge number. And
my whole issue is, though, their desire to crush us absolutely lit big fires of liberty in my heart. I have never been more absolutely dedicated now to redouble my efforts and get totally serious and focus my life in defense of liberty. And I salute all of you that came out here today. You're incredible. All right, come over here, brother.
For the Operation Paul Revere contest, I attempted to organize a march in Dallas the day before and on the anniversary in Austin, and I spent nearly 2 weeks.
I remember you called in and you were on Facebook.
For nearly 2 weeks, I tried to coordinate with multiple offices in the city of Dallas, and they did absolutely everything they could to keep me from doing my march. They told me things like I couldn't cross railways and other ludicrous excuses to not give me a permit to have a march.
See, we didn't get a permit.
No, sir.
That's why we don't. The permit is only to screw you over.
That's right.
You don't need a permit unless you're blocking streets. They only make you get it so they can deny it.
And whenever I was in the Capitol building for 5 days walking around, whenever I would talk about InfoWars or Alex Jones, you should have seen the looks on those people's faces. Some of the senators, some of their people in the offices would just gasp.
and look at me like I'm a terrorist or I'm some bad man because...
Well, that's because they're criminals. They've taken over and they want to loot everybody and they're scared of people that know they're criminals.
And last night after the march, as I was going back to my truck, I had a Dallas police officer follow me, and whenever I was going to walk away, I was coming over here to the Omni theater, to the Omni.
Well, that's because you're wearing a tri-corner hat. That's what the terrorists wear.
He called in multiple units, and they came in and were casing my vehicle, and I tried to ask him, because I saw that he was trying to do something. I went up to him, and I was in plain clothes. I'd already taken my outfit off, and I tried to ask him, sir, am I legally parked here? I was right at the edge of a no-parking zone, and I was asking him, can I park here after...
I love how we always say sir to them, and they just look at us. I don't think we should call them sir anymore when they act like thugs. We should call them control freaks.
You know what he said to me, Alex? I asked him, can I legally park here after dark? He said, did you pay for a meter? I was like, well, no, sir, there are no meters. And he said... Well, I'll let you figure that out. I'll let you think about it and figure it out. And I'm asking him, sir, I want to know if I'm breaking the law. And he would not give me an answer.
That's because you're American scum.
I saw him at the barrier, and I gave him eye contact, and he gave me a smug look, and I smiled real big at him, and he knew who I was.
He wasn't one of the guys that attacked you.
He was actually an African-American cop with a beanie on. He had a little mustache, but after I smiled at him, he walked away and ran back to some of his superiors.
Man, what a weird culture. I mean, God, I don't want to live in North Korea, man. I'm here to tell you, throw some positivity. Well, the positive thing is we came down here and we took it over and they're mad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I woke up about 2 years ago, and since then, like, if you're consistent with Facebook, Twitter, constantly talking about the establishment and, you know, the wrongdoings that these cops are doing every day to our civil liberties, people are waking up. Like,
We're going to break. We'll come back to you on the other side. Live from Dallas, Police State America. Stay with us.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's 2:54 p.m. Central Time, and we're still live. Alex is in Dallas, and if you're just joining us, the Dallas police allowed Alex and other protesters into the area that they had cordoned off, and then the sheriff's department came out and unprovoked and without warning attacked Alex and the other demonstrators there. And Alex is still talking to the demonstrators, and they're sharing their stories. Alex, back to you.
That's right. And just to get it clear, we're here in Dallas, Texas. About 250 people showed up this morning. It's probably about 40 people now out here freezing. It's gotten colder. And to be clear, COPA and other groups were filing a lawsuit. And the judge said, look, Mayor, you can't not let people hand out flyers. You can't let them not have signs. You can say during the service no bullhorns within that area. And but bye guys. But when the service is over, you are to let them into the general area, but not into the actual center of Dealey. And then at 2:30, they're going to let people in there for their own ceremony. Whoever wants to come in, because you have to give the public access to public areas. The Dallas police were like, oh, yeah, we do know about that. Let us make some calls. Took them 30 minutes. They had all the, it looked like the high-level police, not even the police chief. Point is, they were all out there making phone calls. Everybody's running around. In fact, pull up the Dallas police chief for me. I don't know what he looks like. I think they were calling him chief. And they go, yeah, go on in. That's fine. You're right. So we go in. We're over there bullhorning, joking. Oh, it's kind of cold. You ready to go? Yeah, I don't want to wait till they let us in at 2:30. Through the second checkpoint. We're sitting there being real friendly, talking to the cops and everything. But they still look freaked out, some of them. And then all of a sudden, there was a Homeland Security guy comes over. He's giving them orders, saying stuff. We're not on federal property. We're right off the edge of it. They make jokes. The federal building's next door. And then the witnesses, multiple witnesses saw it. They go over, line up these sheriff's deputies in black uniforms, obviously the goon squad, like, a bunch of big cops. And they have them run over all like they're about to get in a fight. Like a pirate ship was pulling up. Everybody goes, ooh, what's this? I go, they're friendly. Everything's fine. They probably just don't know that we're supposed to be in here now. Guy walks over like he wants to attack me, gives me this criminal look. Every instinct in me says, man, this is the enemy of my family. This is what endangers my children. This is what I need to fight. This is evil. Just like in other types of your life, a criminal walks around about to mug you. You go, that's a criminal. They had that look. This was a Satanist. This was scum. This was an enemy of everybody good. And I just, my whole soul, and the guy punched me in the stomach, and then they started the whole deal. And he didn't push me. He like, knowing people are looking around, looks around like, what's that? Pow, hits me in the stomach. Then they start shoving people over, wanting to hurt people, wanting to get people hurt, not letting people, go. And then we went around the corner, and then they ran back up wanting a fight, and suddenly the crowd, I could feel the crowd, we were about to attack. I actually got up front, and I said, all right, that's it. And I was handing the microphone, and then they clicked and stopped and backed off. Like the minute they realized, because they would probably have shot a bunch of us too, these are terrorists. I mean, these are people that have got to be in control, they're mentally ill, they're control freaks, and it was totally sick. And I just couldn't have men attacking folks with children and women. I just couldn't put up with it. I mean, it was incredible to see the criminality. Do you have any comments on what you saw?
When I come up on a group of police, and they was talking about back and forth saying, well, we don't really know what to do. We've never gotten any real instructions on what to do in this situation. I mean, it's the one cop.
The deputy police chief let us in. It's in the newspaper we're supposed to be in here. Or maybe the chief. I don't know what he looks like.
They just said, we're going to go ahead and step aside and let them do their thing. And then they all stepped aside, and then everybody came on in, and that's I was just blown away.
And then we were just standing there doing nothing, doing a broadcast, and they just flipped out on us. I mean, this is the mental illness of government. Anything else, ma'am?
And I actually talked to not the chief, but the lieutenant under the chief, and he was on his cell phone talking about, because I was handing out Oath Keeper cards, and he says, yeah, as long as he's not on his bullhorn while the screen is going on, we're all good. You guys are being peaceful.
And that was after. And then after the bullhorn thing was, hold on, we're going to go into overdrive here in just a moment. They got to go to break. We're coming back, ladies and gentlemen, 104.1 in Dallas. We're live. We're thought criminals who think we can assemble in America. Imagine the evil of it. Then they have taught us a lot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.